Hi, listeners. Welcome to the She Speaks Life podcast, a weekly encouragement where we share our God stories. I'm your host, Jamie Elizabeth, and I am so glad you are spending time with us today to listen. Hi, friend. Welcome back to She Speaks Life podcast. I have with me two guests today, Kelsey Cole and Allison Brown. They are both founders of Four Known Ministries, which supports moms finding healing in Jesus after pregnancy or infant loss. If you have gone through this or know someone who has, there's a retreat called For You Are Known, and it's coming up April 8th through the 10th. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the beautiful Glen Eyrie Castle. At this retreat, you'll be encouraged relationally, challenged spiritually, and walk away having talked about and processed through one of life's most difficult and not discussed very much on pregnancy or infant loss. I highly recommend hopping on their website, which I'll have in the show notes, and sign up. It will bring you so much comfort, healing, renewal, and hope, as Kelsey and Allison have both walked through the loss of a baby, and they know how it feels and the process it takes to heal. They are both going to talk about each of their experiences and what they saw God do in their lives through this tragedy. Hi, Kelsey and Allison. Thank you for coming on here.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't imagine walking through this. The only thing I could say is I had a miscarriage at 1 month. I was only a month along, and that was devastating. And I just remember it was over Christmas, and that was supposed to be joyful and happy, and it was just full of tears for me. And so I just want to say thank you for coming on here and sharing your story with us, because it's so difficult, but that I'm proud of you too, turning such sorrow and grief into a ministry to help and support other mamas going through this similar experience. So, Allison, I'm going to start out with you. If you could just share a little bit about yourself and what this experience looked like for you.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, it was January 24th of 2018. And I was 2 days away from being induced with my second daughter, Cora. I had a two-year-old at the time, Millie. And she was, you know, like any sibling is, elated to be a big sister. And so I had a very normal pregnancy. Everything just went so well. Nothing to write home about, if you will. Mm-hmm. And on the 24th, I woke up and realized that I was not feeling Cora move as much as she had been. And I wasn't concerned because I'm 2 days away from delivering her. Like, there's no room to do anything anymore.
Right.
I remember reaching out to my doctor. I just had a doctor's appointment, and she said, you know what? I know everything's fine, but just go to the hospital and get checked out. And anything's going on, that you will be in the right place to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so I shot my husband a text and I said, hey, I'm heading up to the hospital just to, you know, have another ultrasound done, make sure everything's okay. I'll let you know what's going on, because he was mm-hmm. already at work. And so I show up, and a sweet nurse comes in and tries to find a heartbeat and can't find it. And so she said, well, let me call in another nurse. And, you know, sometimes this happens, but let's not be concerned. And I've repented a lot about this, let me just say, but yeah. I remember thinking, how can you be so bad at your job? Like, I'm all baby at this point. How can you not find a heartbeat?
Yeah. Just your problem.
Yeah. I'm just riding super high on my horse at this point.
Right.
And so the second nurse comes in, and again, she can't find a heartbeat either. And it was after trying for several minutes that she finally just put her hands on either side of my shoulder and said, I'm so sorry, but she's gone. Mm. And it's hard to describe what it feels like when your world is flipped upside down like that.
Right.
You go from such intense joy to all of a sudden, how do I even function anymore? Mm-hmm. And I was there alone. My husband was at work. And so they called him and he came over right away. And we just began the most grueling season of grieving, of questioning, and of just being frustrated and angry. And I went on to deliver a very healthy looking baby girl who was 6 pounds. And she was such a mover when I was pregnant with her, that she had gotten tangled up in her umbilical cord, which was just shocking to me, because I remember thinking, nobody tells you about these things. You know, when you get pregnant, nobody says, well, here's all the things that could go wrong, which is wise. I mean, they shouldn't do that, but.
Right. Or you hear about it and you're like, oh, that won't ever happen to me. That, you know, that's for other people. Or you hear that, you know, that's like one in a million.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the worst part is when the nurses come in and they say, oh, this never happens. This never happens. Like, well, it's happened. Right. So, I mean, we spent time as a family of four. We invited our daughter, Millie, to come in and to meet her sister, and really had to, for lack of a better term, grow up really fast. You know, as children ourselves, having kids and then having to explain to a 2-year-old that your sister is in heaven when we are trying to wrap our minds around that. It was devastating.
I am so sorry. I heard about that happening while you're pregnant, and then as you're further along, that because it gets so squishy in there, that could happen. And I remember constantly eating something cold. They say to do suck on an ice cube so the baby would move, right? And I remember that being one of my scary fears in making sure that they can move around. So I can't imagine, other than one time I did go in, I was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 months pregnant with my daughter, and the doctor for like just briefly, probably, I mean, it felt like, you know, a huge minute, but it was probably just 10, 15 seconds, and she just couldn't find the heartbeat, you know, and just that slight second there, your heart just drops, you know, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know. So to have that just come into your life in reality and have that happen, I'm so sorry. That has got to be the most devastating news, like you're saying, and how your life just got flipped upside down. Kelsey, you share your experience, and then I want to go into both girls, how God showed up in your life and the healing process with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jamie, Allison and I were coworkers and best friends. We worked less than 10 feet away from each other, and we were both pregnant together. Allison with her daughter, Cora, and myself with our son, Whitson. And so besides planning wonderful events, we also had planned an arranged marriage between Cora and Whitson.
Oh, yeah.
And we were loving life, and just, you know, we unfortunately went from planning, as we say, planning play dates to planning our baby's funerals in less than 2 weeks apart from one another.
Wow.
So to go back to January 24th of 2018, I will forever have that day just kind of ingrained in my memory, as I remember our boss just coming through our hall and saying, I need everyone in the boardroom right now. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Allison, as she had texted me that morning, she was going to go in and get checked out. And as I started walking through that hallway, it just hit me. And it's just like a ton, like a truck really just hitting me. And I remember like having to like catch myself on a cubicle wall to not go down, because it just hit me, because I knew at that moment what had happened, and I know the pain that my best friend was experiencing. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that pain, as that is something that I have unfortunately walked through myself, I wanted to be near Allison's side at that very moment. And so I drove to the hospital right away. And then for the next week and a half, it was a kind of a battle, if you will, of like just questions, like, how do I support her as I'm still pregnant? Can we even be friends? Mm-hmm. Am I going to have to quit my job? You know, would Allison quit her job? Would it be too difficult to see me still pregnant? But little did we know that God was weaving a story far greater than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. And so it was on February 9th that I went in for my last ultrasound, right under 38 weeks. And the same thing happened to me. Truly, ultrasound after ultrasound tech came in, they could not find a heartbeat with no reason why. And I went home that day to come back the very next morning for my rescheduled C-section. Mm-hmm. And it was then that I delivered a 8-pound strawberry blonde curly haired little boy that looked perfect physically. But little did we know that he had a rare chromosome mutation called trisomy 12. And so, yeah, we found out about a month after he was born. And Allison was one of the first people that knew, as I called her. And I just remember her like on the phone saying like, "You've got to be kidding me. Like, there's no way. There's no way this is happening." Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is, again, just part of that story that God was weaving. And we spent that spring and that summer grieving and just asking those hard questions of why, God, you know, what is your purpose in this? Like, what, you are a good father. What good could possibly come out of this horrific situation?
Right. Again, so sorry. And to have you both be working in the same place together and have that happen, like you said, within 2 weeks, that's just amazing. And how you were even thinking, Kelsey, when you were pregnant, how would Allison feel? And then to have that happen to you too, obviously there is a bigger picture here. So what did that healing process look like? I mean, obviously, grieving, of course, you know, and there's phases I hear of the different tiers of grieving. So kind of walk us through, how did you guys deal with those emotions? And when did you really start to see a little piece of you start to heal?
That's a good question. I think most people would agree with this. If you've walked through a grieving season, it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's full of ugly crying and, you know, just throwing everything that you used to know out the window and having to figure out how to pick yourself back up off the ground and continue to move forward. Not only for yourself, but for the people in your lives. And so, you know, God, He's so, so good. And not only were Kelsey and I blessed with amazing husbands who were there to hold us and grieve with us and vice versa. I mean, that grieving with your spouse is a whole other beast because you grieve differently as men and women. Mm-hmm. And we grieved on different days. You know, I would have a hard day and my husband would have a good day. And so he would pick me up on those days and then vice versa. But what was really special was that Kelsey and I were on that same plane as well, where I would have a bad day and Kelsey would have a good day. And she would say, "Okay, we're going to sit and we're going to cry through this. We're going to be mad about it, but we're not going to pitch our tent here. You know, let's acknowledge the feelings. Let's be there in the moment. And then I'm going to help you stand back up and we're going to move forward." And that to this day is one of the greatest gifts that I've ever received, of having a woman who I know is going to always point me back to Christ.
Yeah.
Who's going to allow me to be broken, but say, God is still good, even in the darkness, even when we don't understand. And I'm going to walk through it with you. Mm-hmm. It was one of the greatest gifts during that season.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a long season.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it reminds me of that scripture verse, two are better than one. And you see that in marriage, like you were saying, where one has an awful day or going through health or financial loss or whatever, something devastating your life and your marriage. And I could even see that, you know, my husband's having a good day and, you know, and I'm down in the dumps, and then the opposite another day. And then just to have a girlfriend that has gone through that also to lean on and support one another and encourage each other. So that's beautiful in itself right there. So Kelsey, how about you?
I think the biggest gift that God gave me in my grieving season was Allison, because I mean, I vividly remember sitting on her couch multiple days, just crying together and like asking those questions of, what do we do now? Like, where do we go from here? What is God doing? And, you know, we knew that this story was going to be bigger than us, you know, because it was so close. It was so eerie. It was so just so unique.
Yeah.
And so I jokingly say, if our couches could tell the stories of, you know, just screaming into pillows and the tears that the couches absorbed, you know,
you'd all buy us a new couch.
It's true. It's so true.
We'd be swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Swimming, the couches would be floating.
Yeah.
It's so true. But the gift of just having someone that understands your pain and being able to verbalize to them, like, I'm having a hard day, and not staying silent and saying, this is what I'm struggling with. I'm angry at God. I don't understand. I don't know where to go from here. But again, having that, like Allison said, that person that is not going, who's going to sit with you for a while, but yet deciding collectively that we can't stay here, that God still is going to, he's still at work. He's still on the throne. And we're going to seek him out together in the midst of our pain. And having that community is so vitally important. It's something that we talk about every chance that we can, you know, to not stay silent, to share your story. Because when you share your story, it gives others permission to share theirs as well. So,
yeah, I know. It's like a statement in the podcast, my mission statement is so that we don't feel like we're alone in what we go through. And so having you guys share your experience is going to give another woman that, I'm not alone in this. You know, there are, there is a community that I can involve myself in, to help me with this healing. And even if you feel like you're on the other side, just to know that there's other women that are there to help each other and encourage each other still, to keep going and be a mentor. I'm sure you've got mentors there that can, help other women as well, that, it's been years since, they went through it. So I had a question. I know, you know, in your grieving, I know experiences that I've had, I'm so for just pouring out my heart to the Lord and just giving him all my junk and yucky stuff. I was wondering if you guys ever, you'd mentioned angry with God. Did you ever feel like you're losing your faith, where you're just like, is this all fake? I mean, is everything I believed, is it no longer like the truth?
Absolutely. I wish that I could say that Whitson was the only one that I have in heaven. I have 5 children that are in heaven, with the most recent, Jamie, being in April of 2020 with our son, Lennox, who passed away at 18 weeks gestation. And it was after the loss of our son Lennox that I battled it out with God. I remember one distinct day where I was so consumed with my anger, Jamie, that I just remember crying out to the Lord. I was outside in the front yard of my mom's house. And I don't know if I like, if I actually verbalize this audibly, but I just cried out to him saying, why is having faith worth it? If you are going to allow me yet again to walk through this, I was like righteously angry because I'm like, God, I've been faithful. I helped start a ministry that helps women and men after they've gone through this. Why would you yet again allow us to go through this? And he so sweetly met me and so gently met me in the front yard of my mom's house. And he offered me the option. And it was very strange because I just felt like God was saying, you really have two choices, my daughter. You can walk away. You can just, no strings attached. You have permission to walk away. You know, and he showed me who I would become, which in my head, I just saw a bitter old hag of a woman who was so caught up in shame and anger and bitterness, surely a raging alcoholic single, you know, because I knew that that is who I would become. And, but then he said, you know, option two is if you allow me to walk with you through this and carry the weight that you are carrying right now, you will find healing. You will find joy. You will find life again because I am life. And it didn't end there, to be honest. Like I decided like, yes, that's obviously the way that I wanted to go. But I remember that moment so specifically because it was just so gentle and kind of him to even present that option to me. And I know that that sounds really strange to some, but I think that after several more conversations and battles, truly, God has really showed me just really what redemption looks like. You know, a lot of people think that redemption is going to come in the form of what they lost. And for me, it was, well, if I can have another baby, God, I will find happiness again. I will find life again. It's like, no, like redemption has only and will only ever come in the form of one baby, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. So that way, whatever we would face in this life, we would have the opportunity to be with him one day if we accept him as our Savior. And so that truly is the hope that Allison and I clung to.
Oh, wow. That's deep. That is deep. I've got so much emotion going on right now. And I mean, it just shows we are here for a purpose on earth and not, let us not lose that. I think we lose that and we don't remember. And we're here to add to God's kingdom, to bring others to know him, to be in heaven. This is not our home. Heaven's our home. And so, I could just see Jesus showing you that. God was just speaking to you and just telling you that, and to continue on and sharing his message to those ladies and ladies that may not even know him, that have gone through a loss. And what an impact you would think, like, oh, that would, you know, of all like experiences, how would they ever come to know Jesus? But only he knows their hearts, and only through maybe your ministry, you're able to save souls and bring women to know him through this experience that they've had here on earth. Mm-hmm. And so know that that is definitely something that we wrestle with when tragedy comes to our life and we question God. And and then to have that happen to you over and over again, it reminds me of Job and the messenger coming over and over again, sending those horrible messages and how at the very end, he still just is like, I'm going to still praise you. I'll still worship you, Lord. So I wanted to go into your guys' retreat and your wonderful ministry called Foreknown. At what point when you were going through your healing process and stuff, at one point were you like, oh, wow, let's start something to help other women? Because I know we as humans here, we have to get to that healing point to where we're able to actually serve others. So take us through that journey.
Yeah. It was October of 2018. And, you know, having worked together, we were blessed with an amazing team that, you know, we needed to leave at 9 a.m. because we were just maxed out. They got it and they would carry that weight for us. And so Kelsey and I were having a particularly hard day and we left early and had a Mexican food for brunch, which I would not recommend in Colorado. In Texas, all day, every day. In Mexico, all day, every day. Not in Colorado. So we were just sitting across the table from each other and, you know, crying and sharing our hearts. And I'll never forget looking at Kelsey and saying, okay, this is going to be crazy, but I keep having this vision of us speaking to women about what we've gone through. And Kelsey looked at me and she said, I have had the exact same vision.
Wow.
And in our amazing humanness, my first response was, well, crap, I guess that means we need to do something with it. Now that we've verbalized it, I guess we should do something.
Yeah, yeah. Out there in the air now.
Yeah.
We set forth. So,
yeah, that truly was where Foreknown began, was at Mexican brunch in October. Mm-hmm. And so we started as an online social media platform, just Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. with posts of encouragement that frankly were what we needed to hear. Mm-hmm. It was the encouragement and the hope that we were looking for when we were in the hospital, of somebody to say, hey, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And we started there. Then we branched into hosting a retreat at Glen Eyrie. And we are actually coming up on our 4th retreat that we are going to be hosting this mm-hmm. April, where we just invite women to come in and to share their stories and drop their burdens at the door. And we welcome them. We mm-hmm. remind them of the hope that we have in Christ as believers, that he didn't take our babies, yeah. but that he welcomed them into heaven with open arms. And he is caring for them and loving on them until we get there. Mm-hmm. And we are so adamant about building community, because this grief in life is not something that you are called to walk through alone. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. we build that community. We walk them through redefining joy, the battle for your future. We do this awesome activity where we have them write down the lies that they've been told about their loss. And we pray over that and we erase it and we replace it with truth from the Lord. And it's mm-hmm. such a Holy Spirit driven moment where mm-hmm. we are praying over those women and he is giving them words and phrases to claim mm-hmm. as truth over themselves.
And freedom.
Freedom. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
The chains that are broken is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is amazing to see that. And so, and then we invite our husbands in the last day and we allow them to tell their story of loss mm-hmm. from a guy's perspective. And what does it look like to heal when you weren't the one who carried the baby? It just, it's so cool. And it's the highest rated session that we have, which drives us crazy, but it's so beautiful to see.
It's amazing
to see these women ask these guys questions mm-hmm. like, okay, when my husband says this, this is what I hear, mm-hmm. you know, interpret that for me, help me understand what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And, again, just the chains and the life that is spoken back into marriages in that moment is so neat.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about our retreat. We also have a texting community, mm-hmm. Where women can text a number that goes directly to our phones. And we are immediately, you know, on ground zero with them saying, you know, what resources do you need? How can I pray for you? Can we invite you to hop on a Zoom call and we will meet with you two-on-one and pray you through this, whatever you're going through. We also send out daily texts of encouragement. You know, some people aren't on social media. And so this is another way where we can have a personalized conversation with them while still giving them the distance if they need it. Some people feel like, I don't want to put myself out there online, but a text is okay.
Absolutely. We host free monthly digital support groups where women can just log into Zoom and join others who understand their pain. We usually bring a different topic to each month, or sometimes we'll feature a guest speaker that will just kind of present a different idea or topic. But then we allow women to just share what they think and how they're feeling and how they're doing, how they're healing and growing. And again, just because we know the community is vitally important in a grieving season.
Yeah. So good, ladies. Wow. I mean, you just have it all covered. And how inspiring just in all ministry to have that personal touch, you know, like a text of just like, you know, keep going, you're doing a good job, or, you know, having it inviting for the other women to share what's going on by giving them space and room to share or not share. But just, I think when you're going through such hard time, just to know somebody's there and you can reach out to somebody if you need it is sometimes enough, right? To start the healing process. And so what a great thing you guys have. And I'm so excited for your ministry and what God is doing. And so grateful for this opportunity for you guys to come on here and share. And so at the end of each episode, I just ask the guests for a takeaway, just to leave with the listener something to ponder on. So whoever wants to go first, and then we'll just say where you can be connected with the women here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jamie, for having us on. And like we mentioned before, it's like every opportunity that we can to share our story with people is such an honor. And we know that it's a part of the legacy that our kids left, you know. So I would say for me personally, Jamie, you know, kind of like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, that the battles that I had, the conversations that I had with God, I just want to remind whoever is listening, like right now, you know, whatever battle you are walking through and whatever, whether it's loss of a child, loss of a spouse, a job, whatever grieving looks like for you right now, to just cry out to God, and that God not only is available, but He wants to receive all of those emotions. You know, I think quite a bit of the time it's like, God, you wouldn't have created anger if you wouldn't have allowed me to be angry with you. But He doesn't want to stay there, right? Like, be angry and not sin. And so just knowing that God is so big enough to take your anger, your feelings of betrayal, your frustrations, all of your 1,000 emotions that sometimes you experience all at the same time. He's big enough, and he wants to take it from you. You know, God grieves with us. You know, I'm reminded often, it's like, God, you know what it's like to lose your son. You know what it's like. And so just knowing that He grieves with us and that we're not ever alone in that process.
Yeah. That's good.
I think for me, one of the biggest blessings of Foreknown has been the community. And I know we've said it a lot in the last 30 minutes, but finding community when you are walking through a season, any season, is vital. Yeah. I mean, God calls us to be in community with one another. And so to find those people who are God-fearing, that are going to speak truth and love into you and let you acknowledge the feelings and the season that you're in, but continue to push you towards him. Mm-hmm. We have to have those people, because what Satan loves to do, especially when it comes to loss, is he loves to put shame on you. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Kelsey and I have said for quite a while now is that shame will not know my name. Mm-hmm. I refuse to feel shame about my loss, because that's a lie from the enemy. And so being in community with one another and calling out those lies and then speaking truth over them,
yeah,
it will forever change you. So what we like to say is, you know, maybe before you met us, you didn't have a community, but now you do. Now you have two people who are here saying, I will be your sister. I will be there to hold your hand, to pack your backpack and teach you how to hike that mountain. And I will cheerlead you on all the way. But you cannot stay alone. You can't do it alone. So let us be there for you.
Mm, yeah, that's right. So good. I love it, girls. Okay, what's the website? Where can they sign up and get involved in this community?
Absolutely. So you can go to foreknownministries.org to find more information about not only the weekend retreat coming up April 8th through 10th, but you can also find the digital support group links, as well as links to sign up to our texting community. If you have your phones on you right now, which probably most of us do, if you're listening to a podcast, you can pull out.
I know phone. I do all the time. I'm hiking or walking my dog.
Perfect. So Jamie, you're going to do this right now. Okay. So
okay.
The listeners,
I got it.
How easy this is. So if you go to your messages.
Yep.
You can say hello, or you can send a heart to the number. You ready? 719-626-8486. And like I said, you can say hello. You can send a heart if you would like to send, if you would like to receive a text of daily encouragement. You can text men if you would like information on men's resources. But either way, anything that you send will get to us. There it is. And we would love to connect with you and your listeners in any way we can. So
cool. Yep. It's 719-626-8486. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Just text that. And then in the little text message, say hello, heart, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It'll respond. And then you instantly get Kelsey and Allison on your phone with a message. So good, you girls. Oh, wow. I know we just met, but wow, I just love you both and just love what God is doing in and through you and how you are serving the ladies, the moms and dads and just this love that Jesus expects us to be loving on people. It's just so inspiring and amazing. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate both of you. And I'm so glad that you are doing this for others. So,
well, thank you, Jamie. And thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, when you share and open up, it empowers others to be vulnerable, you know? And yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I trust that God has encouraged you through this message. For more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com and sign up. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jamie Elizabeth She Speaks Life. That's J-A-Y-M-E Elizabeth She Speaks Life. Until next time, my friends, I pray God reveals himself through your own life story.